I hope there is special retreat. Why special retreat? Because we will make a freestyle, not the traditional way, but we will do in accordance, because there are few of us, in accordance with individual needs. Those who want to meditate intensively can do so. So they can sit 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. Those who don't want to practice intensively, they can go walking, they can enjoy the scenery, they can drink the tea. It is not the traditional retreat. It is more a recreation retreat. So I hope. But recreation means mindful recreation. It means awareness recreation. That means the individual needs can only be fulfilled when we work together, like what? Like water and milk. Those who come inside, they come inside very gently, not disturbing others. Those who go out, they go out very gently, not disturbing others. And we work like one family, always considering the other. The one being the part of the others, and the others being the part of one, inseparable. If we work like that, all of us can benefit the maximum. Is it good? Everybody happy about it? So we won't do like 1 hour sitting and then 15 minutes walking, or then again 1 hour of sitting. Those who want to sit long time, they can sit long time. Those who want to sit short time, they can sit short time. But we will do, always start like 1 hour common sitting. And after that, all to decide. Do you want to do some exercises also? Any wish for special exercise, or just general yoga exercise, or kung fu? Tai Chi, I don't know. A few exercises I have learned. Maybe we can do just traditional yoga. Kashmira has learned traditional yoga? Little bit.
Not formally, but some, I know some.
So we do just some of the most common asanas that anyone can do at the appropriate time, not after food. And not late in the evening, and everyone will benefit. So I will introduce just the most common yoga positions, so that anyone, especially those positions which are good for sitting, right? Anyone has, like me, problem with the hips. So I will, if you have problem with the hips, I will specially introduce the exercises that I'm doing every day to fix my hips. They may be of help to you. And also the most common yoga exercises that everybody who learns yoga in India has to learn. They are like 12 or 24 according to the system. Or 108, the basic exercises which everybody has to learn. Then one can combine and improvise, but these are the base, right? Everybody who learns yoga, he has to learn this base. Is it good? any proposal, everybody happy about it? Okay. Yao bu yao wo yong zhongwen jiang. Da jia ke ding. Nin yingwen bu shi hen ke yi, ha? 有需要的话，我就我所讲的英文，我再用中文归纳，可以吗？需要吗？不要，因为时间很珍贵，对不对？如果英文不够清楚的话，你让我了解，举手。那我就用华语讲，OK， so then we will not impose on all any single technique. Some of us have been studying Anapanasati, so they will continue with Anapanasati.Some of us have been studying some other method. Provided I have studied it myself, I will be at your disposal. We will have always enough time for interviews. And in the evening, as to the evening talk, do you have any special wish, what you would like to learn? Or shall I just improvise?Would you like to learn any special sutra or any special specially orientated teachings? You have any special desire? Kashmira? Deep in the practice? What practice would you like to learn?Anapanasati. We have had just 2 days, Anapanasati retreat. Shall we continue on that, Anapanasati? And how to combine Anapanasati with the Satipatthana practice, which is very important. So how about the 16 I have been teaching inFine, the 16 exercises of Anapanasati. Would you like to learn that? Everybody interested? And how to use them in daily life? How to use the tool of pure observation of breath to understand better, to be more mindful of one's feeling, of one's cognitions, and of the...objects of one's cognitions. Is it what you would like to learn? So I will not learn exactly according to the sutras. I will learn more freestyle, practical. Alright? Is it what you would like to learn? Anyone has any proposal? 有没有什么建议？这样好哦。
那请 ，Can I speak in Chinese?
Sure.
如果他刚刚是跟我对英文的 technology 跟你说法我不太熟，这方面就是讲的，是讲的澳大利亚那边的神六性质。
是六个练习，那把呢？在扎阿含经，在中阿含经，在戒律里面，除了四念处经以外，除了深念处经以外，佛多半是用16个练习来说明阿那般念的过程，阿那般念的过程为。解脱圆满的过程， 所以我要教这一个地母，好不好？
那跟我们昨天今天的禅修有什么样的配合？
那当然就是我所有教的就是沙玛达的部分，沙玛达的部分我所教的严格的是属于显现出的第一部分，我只有教那么多，我也没有很彻底的教，阿那巴那念的范围很宽，非常宽。其实在佛教里面，阿那巴念的修行是解脱的课程，解脱的基础就是四念处，没有四念处一招阿含经就没有解脱，阿那巴念也是四念处的修行，OK， So I was just explaining in the Buddhist tradition, the meditation on breath is explained as the complete course of liberation. In Anapana Sutta, in Maharahuluvada Sutta, and so on. So its framework is very wide. It contains all the important aspects of the Buddhist practice. That means the Samatha Vipassana and the cultivation of the 37 factors of enlightenment, and finally also the path of seeing and the path of meditation, all is included in the anapana, the pure observation of the breath. The breath is only the means for these kind of pure observation, and the pure observation, which is the base for the Satipatthana practice, we will try to handle also in its practical aspects for daily life. As it is explained in the commentaries, it's mostly the second part of Anapanasati. First part is attaining samadhi. The second part is Satipatthana practice, vipassana, is based on samadhi. According to the scriptures, you cannot practice mindfulness of feelings and so on with breath unless you have samadhi. But as you know, some schools, like you have studied to Goenka and so on, they do not understand it in this way. They do not see the necessity of using the samadhi for studying the contemplation of the feelings and so on. So we will handle it according to the scriptures also. We will still emphasize the samadhi. I guess most of you want to learn samadhi, right? Some of you have already made some progress in that. So we will still emphasize the samadhi, but we will also explain the practical aspects of the Anapanasati and the Satipatthana practice. Is it good? Everybody likes it?
Samadhi means
So we have decided on that. The theme of my coming talks. How many talks are there, Charlie? How many talks?
How many talks in this retreat? Four evening talks.
Four evening talks.
And then we should also
question and answers.
Question and answer in the last day in the morning.
Morning, huh?
Yeah, last day.
Okay. Is it good enough, or you want some more talking? Maybe better individual talking, huh? The Dhamma talks evening is enough, no? Then what time we reserve for interviews? And the interviews are taking place in the
small meditation room.
Okay. So everybody has got the program? Huh?
They have the timetable in their room. We didn't prepare enough timetable for each child, for each student. So we could they could just refer to the timetable in their room.
Okay. So during the retreat, I have this 2 days retreat we had on Sunday. We have explained the four steps of the for attaining samadhi. Huh? So tomorrow we will start.
Shifu, the four talks, including tonight's talk, four evening talks, including
tonight's talk.
Yeah.
Huh? Now, we will talk about the Anapanasati, but you don't feel obliged to practice Anapanasati. Of course, if you practice Anapanasati, it is advisable, but don't feel obliged. If you have any technique you are used to, you can use it, no problem. You can come to interview and then decide what you would like to learn and stick to it. Now, in the Buddhist tradition, in Theravada tradition, when you work on one topic of meditation, you can support it by the so-called Mula Kammatthana, the main topic. And you can support it by side topics, so that you don't lose the concentration when the work is not going well on your chosen topic. You can use another topic to continue in concentration. So if you like, you can learn also some other topic, try some other topic to keep the concentration going. So now we want spend much time discussing these things. I think we have already settled. So now what remains is the usual. It is usual in the Theravada countries, that when you go on a retreat, you take the precepts. The precepts, the sila being the base for the Buddhist practice. Both the samatha and vipassana are grounded in sila, and all religious practices are grounded in sila. The sila has actually the main meaning of sila is discipline. Without the discipline, there is no question of attaining anything in meditation. Now, if we have not attained much, it is due to our lack of discipline. But discipline does not mean that just one forces oneself to do certain things. Discipline also means wisdom. Buddha is teaching in Subha Sutta and so on that the discipline is wisdom and wisdom is discipline. So these precepts that you are taking, they are just grounding you, settling you down in the practice of mindfulness and awareness. This is how the precepts should be understood. Only if you understand them in this way, you will take interest in them. And if you take interest in them, you will be practicing well. There is a Dhamma Samadhana Sutta. In the Dhamma Samadhana Sutta, the Buddha explained the taking of the precepts is taking the Dhamma, taking the teachings. What does it mean? There are four ways of taking the teachings. With taking with without enthusiasm and practicing without enthusiasm. This is done by those who are Buddhists by tradition but have no interest in Buddhism. Especially in Buddhist countries, many people like that. Like in the West, they call themselves Christians, but most of them don't practice really Christianity, right? They just somehow keep the tradition going, but they have no interest in Christianity. The same in Buddhism. The second way is taking the precepts with interest and then losing interest because one will face some difficulties if one takes these precepts seriously. By practicing Dhamma, one will certainly face some difficulties. If one does not practice Dhamma, one does not see one's defilements. If one practices Dhamma, one will start seeing one's defilements, and defilements are very troublesome. Very annoying to have defilements. But most of us, even so having defilements, we are in the delusion that we don't have defilements. But defilements are always there. One does not see them clearly because one does not practice Dhamma. So another way, not a good way, is to take these precepts, go into the practice of Dhamma, and then facing difficulties, give up interest and give up the precepts and not to be bothered. This is also not a good way. The third way, which is much better, is not to take interest in taking precepts because they are just tradition and one is in a way justified just following blindly tradition, not to take interest in tradition, but then finding out the wisdom behind the precepts and taking interest in the precepts and then practicing consciously. This is a much better way. And the best way is taking precepts with interest and practicing with interest. Taking precepts with interest means that one understands that all these precepts are for reducing our greed, hate and ignorance, no more than that. And reducing the greed, hate and ignorance, if one understands, then it will bring great joy. And if one practices, and practices with conviction, the joy will always be greater, because the one will enter deeply into the process of purification the mind, of mind, and the meditation is all just that, the purification of the mind. Purification of the mind is what? The reducing the greed, hate and ignorance and all the defilements that are based on these three. The three roots. So the in Buddhism we speak of three disciplines. The discipline of sila, discipline of samadhi, and the discipline of wisdom. The three discipline, the more one practices Dhamma, they become one taste, the taste of Dhamma. I hope that you will get more and more of it, and once you get the taste of Dhamma, the interest for Dhamma will never leave you. And you will become more and more enthusiastic, because there is nothing more fascinating than purifying the mind. If you get passion for purifying the mind, you will definitely purify it. If you don't take passion in purifying the mind, you will not be able to purify it, because we can do only well that what we take passion, what we are passionate for. So that is why it is so important to take interest in these precepts and take them as the actually the practice of samadhi and wisdom as well. The sila cannot be separated from samadhi and wisdom. We separate it in order to see it as one. So when the precepts are real and they become real only when one understands them, then they are connected with samadhi and wisdom. Then you will get, even so you are not following them exactly, even you may break some small precepts, your mind will still be pure. Because you are understanding them as one with samadhi and wisdom. So, the traditional way of taking respect is requesting the monk or the nun to give the respects. Why? To give the precepts. Why? Because the monk or the nun, they are representing the triple gem. And the triple gem is the is representing the teachings and the accomplishment of the teachings. There is no teachings without the triple gem, and there is no accomplishment of the teachings without the triple gem. This is what the Buddhism emphasizes. The three seals of the Dhamma, which are so important, the impermanence, the selflessness of all the phenomena, the impermanence of all the phenomena, and the bliss of Nirvana, is inseparable from the three seals, from the three jewels. The three jewels are the three seals, because the Buddha has passed the Dhamma to the community of monks and nuns. Monks and nuns being the most worthy receptacle of the Buddha's teachings. Buddha's teachings is only one taste, the taste of liberation, the taste of detachment, the taste of viraga, the taste of dispassion. And the dispassion, according to the Buddhist teachings, can best be practiced by the community of the monks and nuns. That is why the monks and nuns have the right to pass the precepts, the pure precepts, which are inseparable from the pure Dharma. The Dharma can only be pure, especially in our world, we have to emphasize it, because we are living in the time of decline of religion. The pure Dharma is inseparable from pure precepts, and the pure precepts are inseparable from samadhi and wisdom. So I will, because you are not familiar with Pali, I will speak in Pali. You just repeat after me the requests.
Anybody have this tag?
You have it?
Yes.
You want to take 8 precepts or 5 precepts? Maybe 5 precepts is enough, no need to take
it.
Optional. Then it is difficult. Who wants to take 8 precepts? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. And so I will do according to the 8 precepts. Those who want to take 5 precepts, then there is only one problematic precept, that is the Vikala Bhojana, the 6 precepts. The other precepts are not problematic. You have not come here to, there are not even high chairs here to sit on, and you are not come here to make yourself beautiful. So these precepts are of no importance. The only troublesome precept is the 6 precepts. Those who don't want to take the 6 precepts, they just don't repeat. Vikala Bhojana Vairamani Sikhapada Samadhyami. Especially like Kashmira, who have some health problem, you should take some good some nutritious food and some vitamins, so that you recuperate. So please don't feel obliged to take 8 precepts, especially if you have some health problem. It's perfectly all right, because you are not sitting on high chair to make yourself high. so don't worry about that. The Vinaya is according to intention. So don't worry about that. If you have mala, you are using some rosary for meditation, it is also not any breaking precepts, because you are using it for prayers, not for making yourself beautiful, right? Hmm? So don't make things complicated, they are very simple, in fact. Hmm? I see how sometimes there are different versions of the precepts. So then I don't say anything that you don't have, I better read it. Okay, so usually first comes okasa, it is not here. Huh? Okasa is also very important. Okasa means the occasion. Huh? Buddhism is a teaching of dependent origination. And the dependent origination is the beginning and the end of Buddhism in a way. Hmm? The more we understand Buddhism, the more we understand dependent origination. Taking precepts, studying meditation is also nothing but dependent origination. Hmm? So, taking precepts, there has to be conditions. The conditions is the presence of the competent monk who is capable of giving these precepts. Hmm? That is why okasa. So we can add it to that. Hmm? So, okay. So okasa. Mayam bhante.
Mayam bhante.
Tisarane nasaha. Atha silani yachama dutyampi okasa mayam bhante tisaranena saha atha silani yachama tatyampi okasa mayam bhante tisaranena saha atha silani yachama yam vadami tam vadeta ama bhante, you say. Huh? What I repeat after me, the same meaning. Huh? I just say in Pali. Now you say three times namo tasse. Huh? I should not say that it's now for you. Okay, now Tisarana, huh? The three refuges. Buddhang, Buddhang, please repeat after me. Buddhang, Saranang, Gacchami, Dhammang, Saranang, Gacchami, Sanghang, Saranang, Gacchami, Dutiyampi, Buddhang, Saranang, Gacchami, Dutiyampi, Dhammang, Saranang, Gacchami, Dutiyampi, Sanghang, Saranang, Gacchami, Tatiyampi, Buddhang, Saranang, Gacchami, Tatiyampi, Dhammang, Saranang, Gacchami, Tatiyampi, Sanghang, Saranang, Gacchami, Sarana gamanam sampunang amabhante. Huh? That means the triple refuge is completed, now we come to the precepts. Do you have the precepts in front of you? Where is the precept? Here. Panatipana, Veramani, Sikhapadang, Samadhyami, Abhinadana, Veramani, Sikhapadang, Samadhyami, Abrahmacharya, Veramani, Sikhapadang, Samadhyami. Please understand that this Abrahmacharya is only during this retreat, 3 or 4 days retreat. Do not worry those who are married. You are not supposed now to do to become celibate for whole life. It is only during this retreat. When the retreat is completed, you are automatically on the 5 silas. Which are kame sumichachara, not to do sexual misconduct, but during the retreat only you are celibate. Musavada, Veramani, Sikhapadang, Samadhyami, Sura, Meraya, Majja, Pamadathana, Veramani, Sikhapadang, Samadhyami. Now the 6, those who don't take the precept of not taking any solid food after the noon, they repeat it. Those who want to take some food in the evening, please don't repeat. Vikala bhojana, Veramani, Sikhapadam, Samadhyami, Nacha, Gita, Vadita, Visukadasana, Mala, Ganda, Vilepana, Dharana, Mandana, Vibhusanatana, Veramani, Sikhapadam, Samadhyami, Uccha, Sayana, Maha, Sayana, Veramani, Sikhapadam, Samadhyami. Okay, you can repeat also this one. Imani, Atha, Sikhapadani, Samadhyami. Dutiyampi, Imani, Atha, Sikhapadani, Samadhyami, Imani, Atha, Sikhapadani, Samadhyami. Now I have to say, Imani, Atha, Sikhapadani, Silena, Sugatin, Yanti, Silena, Bhoga, Sampada. Silena nibutim yanti tasma silam visodaye. So everything is completed. So
three times.
According to the program, we should the Dhamma speech is from 8 to 9:30, right?
Yes, 8 to 9:30.
8 to 9:30. So, shall we finish earlier today, and so that you take rest, or shall I say a few words about the Anapanasati starting? Huh? What is better? Start speaking about Anapanasati. Huh? Okay, so I will start a little bit. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Iti piso bhagava arahan samma sambuddho vijja charana sampanno sugato lokavidu anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati satta deva manusanam buddho bhagava ti svakato bhagavata dhammo sandhitiko akaliko ehipassiko opanayiko pacchattam veditambo vinyuhi ti supatipanno bhagavato savakasango ujupatipanno bhagavato savakasango nyayapatipanno bhagavato savakasango samichipatipanno bhagavato savakasango yaditam chatari purisa yugarni artha purisa pugala ese bhagavato savaka sango ahuneyo pahuneyo dakhineyo anjali karaniyo anuttaram punyaketam lokasa ti evam buddham savanthanam dhammam sangam cha bhikkhavo bhayam va chambitattam Valumahamso Mahesatiyati. Because we are going to continue on the Anapanasati, I have been teaching Anapanasati in science, not in Jhanians, but science. Now also in what is the place of Tony Wang? Now I am continuing to teach here the before we start tomorrow with explaining the 16 exercises, we should point out at the special nature of the Anapanasati. What is the special nature of the Anapanasati? Anapanasati is praised by the Buddha as being the method of pure wisdom, unmixed. The other methods, say like the contemplation of the impurities or the metta, which are also very popular practices in Theravada, they are mixed in the sense that when you contemplate impurities, the attention is not on the true nature of the object, but the attention is on that aspect of the object that causes you your mind perturbance, causes unwholesome emotions. We contemplate the females, contemplate the male body, and male contemplate the female body as impure, because we want to get rid of the desire, right? But actually, the in reality, the beautiful female is still a beautiful female, a beautiful man is still a beautiful man. We need to see it as an ugly object in order to not to get attached. And as long as we are grasping, we cannot meditate. Only when we have a reduced grasping, we can go into meditation. Similarly, the metta, we wish all beings to be happy. But the beings will not be happy. We wish the beings to be happy, but they will not be happy. But we need them to be happy, and we need this wish to make ourselves happy and the beings happy in order to get rid of our anger, of our hate, which prevents us from meditation. But in the case of Anapanasati, the things are very different. You do not need to make anything. All you need to do is to contemplate the nature of the object. Not adding to it anything and not taking away from it anything. Just to see it purely as it is. This is the purity of wisdom. In Abhidharma Kosha, which is a subject of study for all the students of Buddhism in China, Tibet, so to say, entrance into the Buddhist wisdom, this meditation is explained as just being Vimala Pragya, the immaculate wisdom. Wisdom without any stain. And what is a wisdom without any stain? The pure observation. The pure observation is called Anupasana, Sui Kwan. What means this? Sui Kwan means you don't decide the object is should be like this or should be like that. The breath should be long or should be short or should be subtle or should be gross. You only observe it. You don't decide this is a good breath, suitable breath. You don't decide this is a non-suitable breath. All you do is only observe it. And this Anupasana in Abhidhamma is one of the synonyms of Panya. Many, many synonyms of Panya in Dhamma Sangani, in Abhidhamma. One of the first of them is Anupassana, just a pure seeing. Anu, this prefix, Sesho means following. Pasana means seeing. Just see things as they really are. Just without deciding they are good or they are bad or they are this or they are that. Only seeing. Because we are unable to do it, that is why we are not liberated. When we are able to do it, it is the very nature of liberation. The liberated man is the one who practices Anupassana, just pure seeing. Because he does not judge, he is not himself judged. Because we judge, we don't want this, we want that. Therefore, we are caught in this vicious circle of conflicting emotions. When we are able to observe things without judging, the conflicting emotions simply do not come. And then we get the insight into the real nature of the things. So this meditation on the breath is praised by the Buddha also in the scriptures as being unmixed meditation. Asechanaka. Not mixed with any resolution about how the things should be. In the Abhidharma Kosha, since I have already talked about the Abhidharma Kosha, also in Yogacara, Bhumishastra and so on, you find among the many, many kinds of attention, the Manasikara, you find the so-called Tattva Manasikara, and Adimukti Manasikara. The Tattva Manasikara means that you just see things in accordance with their true nature. The other Adimukti Manasikara, Tattva Manasikara, we can translate as Jen Shadzuoi. The Adimukti Manasikara is Shenkye Zoi, the attention to the object by resolution. I make resolution that may I be happy and may all beings be happy, and I become happy and all beings become happy. If they are not happy, still I make them happy. When I meditate on the asubha bhavana, the impurities, I decide that this body is impure and I contemplate it as impure and I actually experience it as impure. Because how we make the object in our mind, so we actually experience it. But here, you can make the object in your mind according to your resolution, but you can also make the object in your mind according to the very nature of the object. The very nature of the object of breath is a neutral nature. The breath is a suchness itself. In the Maharahulavada Sutta, Buddha first teaches the Rahula, his son, the earth, meditation on earth, water, fire, and wind as being just tadibhava, as being just suchness. Having explained that, he explains the meditation on the four Brahma Viharas, the meditation on the impurities, the meditation on the impermanence. Only then he will explain the Anapanasati. The most important part of it is this breath is only just the wind. And the wind does not exist without the other elements. And the wind is neither good nor bad. It is a mind which makes him good or bad. The wind does not know that it is blowing, yet it is blowing. Wind does not know that it is pushing, yet it is pushing. The wind does not know that it is supporting, yet it is supporting. The wind does not know that it is moving the body, yet it is moving the body. So the wind is the suchness itself. And this pure observation also is not to judge, but to see it as it really is. The wind, the peculiarity of the in-breath and out-breath is that this wind is created by the mind. Is it clear? It is called the mind-created corporeality. How do we know that it is true? Because when we are dead, we are not breathing. Very simple. It is only when we have mind that we are breathing. When we are dead, then we are same the wind in our body is the same as the wind outside. The earth in our body is same as the earth outside. The water in our body is the same as the water outside. That which makes our body living is the mind. And when the mind and the body are together, we have to breathe. To keep this mind and the body alive. So, the peculiarity of the in-breath and out-breath is that it is a mind-created corporeality. In the commentary to the Satipatthana Sutta and also in the Yogacara Bhumi Shastra, the breath, the body is compared to the billows, Feng Xiang. The breath is the wind inside the bellows. And the hands are is the effort of the mind. The if the hands are moving quickly, the breath will be short, right? If the hands are moving slowly, the breath will be long. And the opening of the bellows is our nostrils. Actually, the whole body is participating in the, just like the whole bellows are participating in the process of breathing in and breathing out. Whole body is participating in the process of breathing in and breathing out. But we actually experience it through the nostrils. So, how you use your mind and how you use your body will decide how you breathe. This is a secret of this meditation. You cannot, whether you like it or not, the way you breathe is decided by the way you are using your body and the mind. So the breath is also the indicator how the body is used by your mind. The breath, strictly speaking, belongs to the body. It is a body. It is composed just like the body of the elements. But it is inseparable from mind. When there is change in the body, like when we run, the breath will be different. When we rest, the breath will be different. When our mind is subjected to conflicting emotions, the breath will be different. When our mind has no conflicting emotion and is cooled down, the breath will be different. The meditator on breath, he does not decide how the breath should be, but he just watches the conditionings of the breath. And the breath becomes then the tool of his development of concentration and wisdom. Purely by watching the quality of the breath. When you practice shamatha with the help of the breath, you are observing the breath as merely a concept. You are just aware that the breath is there. And you are observing actually the mental image of the breath. In the beginning stages of the meditation, you are aware of the pushing sensation, you are aware of the in-breath being connected with coolness, the out-breath being connected with warmth. But if your concentration is better, then you don't pay attention to this anymore. You are working with the mental concept of the breath, with the bare presence of the breath. Even so, the breath is always moving because the nature of the wind is movement. Your mind does not move. When your mind does not move, you go then deeply into the meditation on the breath as shamatha meditation. Only then you will get these different stages of samadhi on the breath, when your mind stops moving on the breath. Of course, the mind is always moving, it is the nature of the mind, but when you are in samadhi, you don't see any movement. You have to go out of samadhi to see the movement. Now, when you practice vipassana on the breath, you then analyze the breath. The vipassana means nothing else but the analytical meditation. These two meditations ideally should be combined. Yet we have to understand very clearly their unique nature. When you practice with breath on the shamatha, you are not concerned with the heat of the breath, with the coolness of the breath, with the pushing sensation of the breath, with the holding together of the breath. You are only concerned with the mere being of the breath. If only, then you can go deep into the shamatha meditation. If you start analyzing the breath, then your mind will move from one object to another, because in breath there is coolness, out breath there is warmth. And the mind which is moving from one object to another is not practicing the dhyana meditation. Dhyana meditation or jhana means that the mind stays always on the same object, and because of the, in virtue of staying on the same object, it does not change. Does not change means it is changing in every moment, but the component parts of that mind which change, which observe the same object, do not change. So you cannot observe the change. Because of that, the mind becomes very peaceful. Like in the bottom of the ocean. But even in the bottom of the ocean, there is movement. There is no place on this earth where there is no movement. So, even in the samadhi, there is movement. This is what the Buddha has discovered, and he used the vipassana in samadhi to get clarity about the nature of our experience in the world, the dependent origination. First, one has to appease the mind to see things as they really are. Things as they really are is that there is no place anywhere at any time which is not on the move. This is the nature of the world. Understanding this is, as far as Buddhism is concerned, is the condition for the realization. The realization of the ultimate. So the if you work on breath, the first step is to attain this state of non-change, within the change. Then to analyze this state of non-change, as a change, and see very clearly that all the component parts of the breath and of the mind which is watching the breath is nothing but the movement of the component parts, which all have different functions and different characteristics. Because they have different function and the different characteristics, they cannot be self, they cannot be belonging to the self. This is what one learns by meditating on the breath. And because the breath is bound on one hand to the body, on one hand to the mind, so it is connected with the whole of our experience. For that very reason, the Buddha explains the meditation on breath as the meditation of complete realization. No need to leave the breath. By practicing with the breath, so explained in the scriptures, you can get the complete realization. Complete realization means understanding everything by wisdom. It is emphasized in Buddhism that unless you have understood everything, unless you have penetrated everything, you will not be able to detach from everything. And the nature of liberation is nothing else but detaching from everything. And detaching from everything means pure observation. So from the very beginning to the end, when you practice with the breath, you are practicing with that which is the nature of the liberation, the pure observation. This is the uniqueness of the meditation on the breath. This is what makes it very special meditation. Now we have already surpassed our time, and I want you to be fresh for tomorrow and full of fighting spirit. So we will end up here and continue tomorrow evening. And I hope by the time we leave here you will get clear picture how to use the breath meditation for samadhi and for practicing wisdom in daily life. Is it good? So we will transfer merit, which is the wonderful practice. Aka satta chavumattha deva naga maitika punyantam anumoditva chiram rakantu loka sasana. Aka satta chavumattha deva naga maitika punyantam anumoditva chiram rakantu desana. Aka satta chavumattha deva naga maitika punyantam anumoditva. Chiram rakantu tumam param. abhidiyo vivajantu sabarogo vinasato mate bhavat tvantarayo sukhi divhayuko bhava bhavatu sabamangalam rakhantu sabadevata sabbuddhanubhavena sabbadhammanubhavena sabbasanghanubhavena sada suti bhavantu te devo vasatu kalena sasa sampati hetu cha pito bhavatu loko cha raja bhavatu dhammiko. So please have a good rest, especially those of us who are not feeling well, should rest completely. And tomorrow we will start according to the program. If you don't feel well, you don't feel obliged to come. You just rest. And those who want to fight, please try to fight to the best. So there will be no obligation to stand up after 1 hour. You can continue. When you want to do walking meditation, you can do walking meditation as long as you like. So this will be wonderful retreat. Everybody does what one wants, and I hope everybody gets the maximum of benefit. Okay. So
what Jenny, I proposed in the morning, those who count, those who for some reason or other don't feel very weak, they don't need to come. But when you come, we do 5:30 to 6:30 first meditation, and then we do 6:30 to 7:30 some yoga exercise. Is it good?
Mm-hmm.